This recording, Anhui 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at a zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even though, on her first morning, she felt stressed. He ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before now, then each goose began to shout around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tie, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to marry out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, at 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fine price for a cure. You know, I come from a poor rural area in the west of Anhui province. I even had never saw a foreigner until I went to the college last year. I had few chance to communicate with others, so my pronunciation and speaking English is poor. But now I feel happy. I have more chance to chat with my teacher and classmates, and my English is promoting. And now I'm recording my pronunciation.
论语，学而第一。子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？”有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二。子曰：“食三伯，以言以蔽之，曰：思无邪。”子有问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是为人养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不教，何有别乎？”子曰：“视其所日，观其所忧，察其所安，人言守则，人言守则。”